Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
David Strom from HotAir.com. Coming up after 5 o'clock, we visit on Mondays and Fridays in this time segment with KSTK's Frank Cusimano. He's here with us this afternoon. How are you, Frank?
Good to be with you, Mark.
Let me talk about Mizzou here before we get into some other stuff. And I take issue with a line that was in a story by Eli Hoff at the Post-Dispatch after the game on Saturday, which he said at this point about Mizzou and their line, something to prove. They're probably a cliche. And then they said after 19, Mizzou lost to number 3 Texas A&M 38-17 on Saturday. They're closing to a laughing stock. Fodder to make fun of a team now that has a losing record in the SEC this season. To say that that team is a laughing stock is ridiculous. And what I indicated to Eli is the only laughing stock is his avatar up there with his stupid little mustache. So yeah, you got Matt Zollers that's tossed into an impossible situation against not only maybe the best team in the SEC, but the best team in the country. And the defense did pretty well. And there were mistakes made, and it was not a perfect game. And I maybe have some questions about play calling, but to call that team or anything about this program a laughingstock is beyond insulting to me.
Yeah, that's a little too far. I will say this, the amazing thing, Mark, have you ever watched a football game where a team has two 100-yard rushers and they lose by 21 points?
That's crazy.
That is absolutely crazy.
I know.
And I will say this, too, is that I don't know if you saw the soundbite from Caden Green after the game, the offensive tackle, but he said it's almost like they knew what we were going to run when we sat down in our formation. And that's where you put some blame on Kirby Moore, the offensive coordinator. You know, in that game, Mark, if you're going to give your starting quarterback his first ever start in the SEC, you have got to get him in a position to feel good, to have some confidence early in that game. And I just thought that whole game plan was just rotten. So it's a disappointing loss. It's not a college football playoff. It's maybe the Texas Bowl, the Music City Bowl. It'd be nice to see him win 9 games. But, you know, if you win 8 games at Mizzou, it's not a terrible thing.
Frank, I'm what you just said right there as far as the scheme, the game plan going in, not being very good, is now what I have heard from multiple people about multiple big games this upcoming year, and it's starting to become a pattern. Are you concerned about the approach in which Mizzou's coaching staff has gone in some of these, specifically some of these big games?
Well, you have to. I mean, I guess they're 0-6 against ranked opponents the last 2 years, and then Eli Drinkwitz has not had a great history in the past. So, you know, look, I think they'll probably get a new special teams coach. It would not shock me if they make a move with the offensive coordinator spot, although Kirby Moore has done some good work. But the bottom line is, and I think Mark touched on it, when you're giving a guy his first collegiate start against maybe the best team in America, sure, who leads the country in sacks, that's a daunting task. I just thought they could have done a little bit more to help him out.
So let me shift to baseball because I'm kind of – oh, one thing I want to say about the game too, just briefly. I mentioned this earlier. Frank, this was weird. You didn't go, right?
I did not.
Okay, the energy level in there was very low, like from the very beginning. Ethan and I were both at the Alabama game. The crowd was much more into it. I don't know if it's because, you know, they started off pretty well, but the energy level in that stadium was not that great. But then this story breaks yesterday about Major League Baseball and these pitchers and another betting scandal, and the details in this thing are stunning. I almost feel like it's not getting enough attention in the media. This is a huge deal. I know Rob Manfred said something today about some of these prop bets are going to be limited to $200. I would fully support that. But again, tip of the iceberg maybe here. And these guys were boneheads making $12,000 here, $30,000 here. They make millions of dollars a year. What the hell are they doing?
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And it's not even close. I mean, you saw some of those pitches where, like, in the second inning, striker ball, there's a lot of money on the line. And he threw it like it was almost like the scene from Major League, just a little outside. It's crazy. And, you know, you hit on the key point is how can you risk your career, like Terry Rozier, who's made $160 million, who makes $25 million a year, to make, like, you know, $200,000 one night. It's insane. And the way to do this thing, the way to end this thing, is to get rid of these freaking prop bets. Because when there's a lot of money bet on Jonte Porter to go under, you know something fishy is up. Yeah.
Frank, I'm a big fan of wagering, and I supported the amendment here, and I can't wait to do it legally from Missouri. But even I honestly, as much as I know about sports wagering, you know, Vegas is like my second home, I didn't know that you could bet on the speed and the velocity of pitches. I really didn't know that. That was news to me, even reading that in the piece from The Athletic yesterday.
Yeah, I was not aware of that on the velocity, because one of them was like over 95 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Under.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Frank, I want to bring up some Mizzou basketball here. A little bit of a slow start to the season on Friday night in their second game. Played a close one with Southeast Missouri. They took care of business against VMI yesterday. They got Minnesota coming up on Wednesday. It's a lot of small teams, but what are you feeling about the start to the Tiger season?
Well, the SEMO game was alarming because, you know, SLU a few days before beat them by 25, and they didn't even play that great. However, yesterday, their two best players, Robinson and Mitchell, were really good. They combined for 44 points. I do think there's two interesting players on that bench who are in street clothes right now who could be difference makers, and that they're both named Trent Pierce and Trent Burns. Burns is a guy I love. He's 7'5". He's never played a game for Mizzou. He's immensely skilled. Look, if he stays healthy, he could really be fun to watch. And Pierce really is maybe their best NBA prospect. So we haven't seen the full roster yet. I'm not worried yet.
Is the 7'5", why hasn't he played? I'm very confused by that.
Well, Mark, when you're that size, as Yao Ming and Sam Bowie, and a lot of 7-footers will attest, there's just more things that can go wrong with that body. And everything that possibly could go wrong for Burns, that has happened. But this last injury, Coach has assured me he's going to be fine. So we're going to see him this year. I saw him in a practice, and I fell in love. He's not Victor Wembanyama, but he has these guard skills at 7'5".
Wow.
I've never seen somebody, you know, that tall at Mizzou. I think he can be okay if he can just get on the floor.
Look, I was a little concerned about Friday night, and people were texting me, but this happens to teams early on. I can't remember who it was that Purdue played the other night, but they only won by 10, and it was a podunk school. Sometimes there's struggles. These kids are just, you know, learning how to play against one another. You get the win, you blow out VMI yesterday, and that's what you had to do. Cusimano, we'll talk on Friday afternoon. Have a great week. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.